What's going on, guys? You're listening to Blue July.
And this is season 3 of the Beast One podcast by Chris Ortiz.
Crazy, I think I'm going crazy. Crazy, I think I'm going crazy. Crazy, I think I'm going crazy. Crazy, I think I'm going crazy.
Welcome, everyone, to the Beast One podcast. This is your host, the coach Chris Ortiz, and today we're going to sit and chat with Laura Jackson from Mind Balance Infusions. Now, Laura is somebody that is in the help business. She helps people that are going through things, people that are struggling mentally, whether it be with ketamine therapy, life coaching, IV infusions with vitamins. She's the jack of all trades, but more than anything, she is a kind, caring, and a wonderful soul. We are very lucky to have her on the show today, and I was able to pick her brain a little bit. So if you could, sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode of the Be Someone podcast with the coach Chris Ortiz and Laura Jackson. Take care, have a blessed day, and go out and be that someone. Hey, welcome everyone. We'd like to give a special shout out to our sponsors, starting off with the Molina team, serving the Spring and Woodlands area for all your real estate needs, both residential and commercial. You can contact Manuel at themolinateam.com or 281-507-6923. You can also find him at the Molina team on Facebook. The Woodlands Yoga Studio, offering 77 classes a week and 21 different types of yoga, including heated and non-heated classes. So there is truly something for everyone, helping you find flexibility, strength, and peace of mind. You can contact Brandy at 936-271-1485, the website, thewoodlandsyogastudio.com, and then on Facebook and IG, The Woodlands Yoga Studio. And last but not least, Space City Collective. You can buy, sell, and trade vintage designer shoes, clothing, and other collectibles. Christian and Giovanni Guzman see shoes as a form of art, culture, and a way of life. Come check them out at their storefront, or you can find the website spacecitycollectiveshop.com and on Facebook and Instagram at space_city_collective. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, ladies, for sponsoring the show. And y'all go out and be that someone. Hey, welcome everyone to the Be Someone podcast. This is your host, the coach Chris Ortiz, and I am sitting here with Laura Jackson at Mind Balance Infusions. How are you doing today?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. I am very happy that you carved out a little bit of your time to have this conversation with us. A little bit on how we met. I have a loved one, you know, that's going through some stuff, and we were looking for some, I guess, different types of therapy. I'm not gonna disclose who it is, you know, just to protect identity and whatnot, but I was so pleasantly surprised when we happened upon this place. You know, my wife did some research, was looking for some outside the box, you know, therapeutics, and there y'all were. So I wanna start off by saying thank you, you know, for all the help that you've given to us as a family. And I love what you're doing, you know, and that little 5-minute conversation we had, it opened my eyes to a lot of things. So I was like, I gotta talk to her some more. So let's go into a little bit about yourself. What kind of a student in school were you? Because I'm a teacher and I'm always fascinated by what kind of a student my guests were.
I was probably one of your favorites in school. So I was a straight A student, super nerdy, very quiet, good girl in the back of the classroom.
All right.
Yeah, and I loved science. In fact, I can tell you the exact teacher who carved my path out in life, and that was my 7th grade science teacher.
Interesting. Was it a topic? Was it her, per se, that kind of helped you find this niche?
Both. I think she made science really fun.
Okay.
I remember there was, like, this project we were doing over the Cretaceous period. I remember designing a game based on, you know, different eras in like the Paleolithic era and whatnot. I mean, I still remember that at 47 years old. And there was something about that that clicked at that time. And I'm just like, science is where it's at.
Okay, so it was this teacher's ability to make things fun, because like one of the big hangups in education that that I'm seeing is that kids don't see it as applicable. They don't see it as fun and engaging. Could you go into more what this teacher did differently?
I mean, it really was about making it fun from what I remember. And I just remember her being so kind and being so excited. I remember her smiling at the beginning of the, like at the front of the classroom, and you know, she had the flasks of water, but she said, you know, in science class, you're not sure what it is, so we don't ever drink it, you know, and then she like drank it. And so she just made things kind of fun and funny. And it was her whole presence, it was her smile, it was her enthusiasm for sure. And I've seen it. You know, my son has one teacher already who was in seventh grade, actually. It's a history teacher who made such an impression on him, he began to love history.
You know the teacher's name?
I can't remember his name. Ah!
It's okay. What I do like is that you're saying some words that everyone, you know, has access to, that you said, like, fun, nice, engaging, enthusiastic. That's not something you have to study. That's not something that you're either born with or not born with. Like, it's something that we can all do, you know?
Yes.
And you didn't point to, like, this deep knowledge base or, you know, being very well read. You were talking about, like, human characteristics.
Yes.
You know, so just a little note to all my teachers that are listening to this, like, don't put the cart in front of the horse. You know, do those things first, and then the content and the engagement from your students, you know, will come.
Mm-hmm.
Now, question, what made you get into this this field? Like, have you always had this this thing in your heart that wants to help people or help things or help objects? Like, talk to me about that.
I mean, so I will tell you, I graduated high school at 16 and started college at 16. So, I knew I had a passion for science, and then I also knew I wanted to help people, but there was also a weird part of me that was like, I want a career that's going to be secure and I'll always have a job. So that's how it started as a 16-year-old girl. So yeah, and then it's evolved over time. I'm really happy that initially I went into nursing, because my bachelor's is in nursing. I don't know. It has such variation within the field, and I was able to expand and try all kinds of different areas that I truly loved. I don't know. Is that, can I give you an idea of where I was when I started? Because now I'm like, now I've evolved over time. You know, I will tell you I have ADD, which actually is great for this career, because I could just bounce however I needed to. And when I wanted to learn something new, I'd learn another new thing and I'd learn a new thing. So I've been all over in this career path. I've done labor and delivery. I've done newborn nursery. I've done neurotrauma ICU. I've done pre-op and PACU. And then I went into anesthesia. I was like, I want to do something that gives me a little bit more independence. So in 2007, I graduated with a master's degree in anesthesia and started practicing in anesthesia. And then I did that for some time, and I'm like, wait, there's another little path. And so I went with one of the anesthesia groups I worked for. They had a ketamine clinic, and I started training there. And I'm like, okay, this is where it's at. But it's funny. I think when you start looking at things that over time, and you want a proper path in life, a proper purpose, it's always combined with what your natural talents are, which I always had a natural talent for science. And then how can you serve the world in some capacity? And it's different for everybody. Mine was medicine. But I have channeled that and honed that over all this time and come to a place where I'm just like, okay, yeah, this is it. This is it.
All right. And I'm actually going to take like a weird side road, because you mentioned ADD. Mm-hmm. I know, like, in a traditional classroom, it's not seen as an asset.
Mm-hmm.
But as I grow up and as I evolve, I really do believe that it's something that can be an asset, you know, when utilized. Could you tell me, like, some of the advantages that you gained from having ADD? Because all I ever hear is the negatives.
Oh,
And I grew up with people in my family like that. I would even say I'm probably undiagnosed. I just found a way just to make it through, right? Yeah. What are some of the advantages one can have with ADD when they get older?
Well, no, even when they're younger, when you become passionate about something, you have the ability to hyper-focus in on it.
Mm.
So, well, first of all, females in ADD are usually your best students. They're just able to mask well.
Okay.
So I will tell you that. But I loved school. I loved school from the time I was a kid. So hyper-focusing for me was easy in that area. They're also very, very intelligent. They problem solve very, very quickly, which is good. Yeah, those are probably the biggest ones, is they're highly, highly intelligent individuals. You just have to learn to focus it in an area that you feel passionate about. In school, sometimes the ADD kids frustrate teachers if it's not their subject that they love.
Okay, so it's just not a preferred activity, so to speak.
Yes.
But if it was, you know, the perfect storm could brew.
Yes.
You know, and then you could have, you know, your own mind balance infusion studio after diving into that.
Absolutely, absolutely. To give you an example, my son also has it. And his subject area is math. He can rock out math and has rocked out math since kindergarten. But he loves it. So he hyper focuses in and just knocks that stuff out of the park.
Mm.
You talk to his English teacher and she says something completely different. But yeah, it's that ability to really focus in that's really amazing. You know? So yeah, I think it's a talent. It really is. You just gotta hone it like anything else and develop coping skills over time that help you navigate what are considered some of the more negative things.
Like, what would be like some of those things you're talking about? Like, are we talking about diet? Are we talking about like meditation? Talk to me.
All of it, actually. When I think of coping skills, I think of ritual and routine. Mm. So what allowed me to do very well is I developed ritual and routine. So, you know, it's kind of like I know exactly where my keys are at any given time. I don't go into the house and not set that down right in that area. I know exactly where my ADD meds are at any given time. They're always in the same spot. So when you start developing rituals and routines to kind of keep your day flowing, your mind can do whatever it needs to do as long as you have that consistency of routine. Diet is huge. So diet's huge for anything. Diet is big in mental health as well. Keeping a clean diet, keeping a diet that's has no processed foods in it, that is another key. Exercise is another huge thing. Cardiovascular is so important to anybody who has ADD. It helps focus the mind to a certain degree. In fact, cardiovascular is a lot of times where I get some of my best ideas when I'm just running scenarios while I'm usually on the Stairmaster. That's like my thing. So
I'm usually on a trail walking when I get some wonderful ideas manifesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another good thing is for ADD kids is to go outside. It's good for anybody with ADD or anyone, period. We all were not meant to be in rooms like this. That's not who we are as humans. We were meant to be outside. And so, you know, when you're walking that trail, you get those great ideas. I mean, people can just connect overall and just refresh. There's just something about being outdoors, the trees, the birds, all of the animals, sound of the wind in the trees. We need that, you know?
Yeah.
We're not meant to sit in here and watch TV all day.
No, like we'll become deficient, right? In some vitamins, like the sun is responsible for, is it vitamin D?
Vitamin D. And there's a large segment of the population that is deficient in vitamin D, and it contributes to overall mental, like poor mental health.
So those things that you mentioned earlier, you said that diet, you mentioned lack of exercise, you mentioned not being outside enough and getting the sun's exposure.
Mm-hmm.
In your professional opinion, are those some of the things that are plaguing our society? And there's kind of like the, I don't want to say the reason, but the causation for the uptick in mental health, issues? Because as a teacher who's been in education for about 20 years, I've watched the number of kids who's come across my classroom and their paperwork is increasing and increasing, and it's not going or trending the other way. We're trending to where these young people are no longer the minority. They're almost the majority, mm-hmm. you know, and if not yet, will be soon.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's not good. That's not good. We've lost the most basic connections, the most basic things we can do to make ourselves healthy. And it's not something that every parent even knows to even teach their kid.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, depending on how you grew up is how, what, you know, what your diet was consists of. Mm. Not everybody knows that you shouldn't be going through the drive-thru 3 and 4 times a week.
You know? How much of it is society too, where we put an overemphasis, you know, mm-hmm. on work, on grind, on, mm-hmm. you gotta get all your practices in and your club team and your
yes.
choir and band. Like there's little to no time for a lot yeah. of people to even go home and have like a cooked, unprocessed
yes.
meal.
Yes. And it's funny you bring up club teams and all the other things. Yeah. I've watched parents run themselves into a mental, like into the ground mentally, because they're just running, trying to hope in hopes for the kids to one, do something they love that's, you know, good for them, but also, you know, to help the kid get a leg up in the future. But one of the best things you could do is actually slow it all down.
Oh, yes.
Slow it all down and just exist within your space. Shut off your electronics. Turn off the TV, go outside, have a picnic with your kids. You know, if they want to play that sport, let them play in the backyard for a while.
Yeah.
And you watch them. That's one of the biggest gifts you can give to your kid as a parent, is not get into this insanity of race to the top.
Yeah, which a lot of people are. We're all trying to keep up with the Joneses to a degree, knowingly or unknowingly, right?
Yeah.
Are there some physiological things that are taking place within our bodies that keep us from doing that? And the reason I ask that is because those sound like very like simple and easy things to do. But even myself at times, it's like, man, I'm drawn to my phone. I need to go pick it up. I want to go pick it up. It mm-hmm. it almost feels as if it's a drug calling me.
It's a dopamine hit.
Explain.
So dopamine is kind of like the reward hormone in your brain. Okay, so in the evolution of our species, dopamine was required in order for survival, right? If you ate a good berry, you got a good dopamine hit from it, and you know, you were able to survive that much longer. You had food, you had calories, and all of that stuff. Well, as we've evolved as a species, and we, you know, don't have to necessarily worry about, am I going to have food? Am I going to have shelter? You know, all of those things. We're smart enough to create dopamine from other spaces.
Mm.
We're so smart, I'll tell you, as a species. So we created things like computers and computer games and televisions to give us a false dopamine. It's a dopamine hit, but it's not a natural one.
Yeah.
And it's one that hits us even harder than the natural ones would be, like your walk outside. Feels like a good dopamine hit, but nothing feels as good as whenever you found something awesome on Instagram.
Mm, correct.
Right? Same thing with food. I mean, food, remember, you know, used to be a hunter-gatherer kind of situation. Then we grew our own food. And then food became so abundant, we started playing around with food. Mm. And we made it tastier and tastier and tastier. And then we had some brilliant scientists who were like, hey, if you had this, then people keep on coming back for more, and we've created addicts out of it. And, you know, we have amazing marketing people that say, hey, I know, you know, McDonald's says this, this, and this, but, you know, it's nutritious. Here's all the nutrition things. Well, it's still a big old processed thing in a package that gives us a massive dopamine hit. It makes our brain feel awesome in the moment. The problem is your body is screaming at you, what are you doing? Every part of your body feels terrible. I mean, your gut will not work correctly when you're eating poorly all the time. And gut health is critical. There's serotonin made in your gut to help with your overall happiness in your brain. I mean, there's a brain-gut connection. So,
well, what's sad is that these things are not, I mean, they're out there, right? But you have to actively like search and hunt to find this information.
Yeah.
It's not like it's readily available, or it's not like it's it's just out there for, it's pushed on us the way that a McDonald's ad is pushed on us.
I know, that's because
it's almost hidden in plain sight.
Yeah, that's because they got a lot of profits. You know, they have a lot of money. And it's flashy. They can make it look flashy. If I could figure out a way to make you eating right and exercising flashy and awesome, probably more people would do it, right?
Yeah.
Another thing which I think we've become reliant too much on others, like telling us what to do to a certain degree and not on our own wisdom. You know, we rely on our advertising to be somewhat truthful to us. They say it's good for you, then people go out and buy it. But is it really?
Yeah.
You know? And that's where sometimes supplementation can kind of go down a dangerous road too. Now there are, you know, vitamins and minerals even that I recommend that have data behind them. But, you know, it's all about advertising to a certain degree. And if you don't have the money to advertise it, then no one knows.
Because supplements are not, they don't have to like do the same things as something that the FDA mm-hmm. has a voice on, right? So it's kind of like a sneaky way around.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's all about marketing, how they market whatever their study is. It can be a scary road. And I understand where people are coming from. They want a pill. They want something to fix whatever's going on in their lives. If you're obese, take Ozempic. They don't want to do the hard road, because sometimes the hard road is eating right, exercising, and changing the way that you approach your life.
Yeah, delayed gratification is something that we're very short on nowadays. Yes. in a society where everything is at the other end of our thumb, or we can have it, you know, at the flick of a switch, like Amazon, right? You order something, it's there the next day.
Yeah.
Delayed gratification, exercise, nutrition, sleep.
Yeah.
These are all things that take longer than the push of a button.
Cheap, easy. It's cheap, for sure, to do the basic stuff. Easy, and maybe not as easy as, like, you know, getting the Amazon, but it's free.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what we do here, what you do here mm-hmm. At your spot. Tell me, mind balance infusions, like what is it that y'all offer the community that is different than, let's say, like going to the doctor,
yeah.
You know, or going, I don't know. I just know that there is something different here. Like, we can talk with your ketamine treatment.
Yeah. So I do offer ketamine treatments. Ketamine treatments are given to people who have depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, PTSD, and certain chronic pain syndromes. But my philosophy is that it's never just the drug.
Yeah.
Okay. The drug can take you so far. I mean, there's no doubt. We have the data to show that it works on your GABA receptors and allows you, you know, to almost rewire your brain. But for me, it's never just about the drug. It's always about treating the whole person, which is why that I'm lecturing every person coming through here. Hey, let's talk about your diet. Let's talk about, you know, what you're doing outside of here. Where do I fit into your puzzle, and where do you fit into your own puzzle? Where's your own accountability? And I think that for me is what stands out versus others. I am a certified life coach, and so sometimes I just work with people on solutions to issues like healthy eating. You know, I always encourage people to write down every vegetable they like and every fruit they like and every protein they like, and then say, okay, let's mix and repeat and kind of figure out what you can eat on a consistent basis that you know you enjoy.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal, too. Like, eating good can be such a treat. I don't know if there is things that are put into our food to keep bringing us back like addicts.
Mm-hmm.
But I prefer, you know, a home-cooked meal that my wife has, mm-hmm. you know, picked out the fresh ingredients over at HEB versus going by Whataburger, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's the momentum that we have going in that direction that's got me.
Yeah.
But it almost feels as if people are addicted.
Yes.
To this fast food lifestyle.
Oh, yeah. Very, very much so. And when you start eating in a very healthy way consistently, you don't have the cravings as much anymore. And so you're happy and satisfied with what you eat. You're also probably, to a certain extent, very happy and satisfied with what you eat because you know it makes your body feel good.
Yeah. You're aware. You're in the now, like you were speaking earlier.
Yes, very, very much so. And so that's a huge thing.
Yeah, hey, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. I need to run out, go get a drink of water, and y'all wait. We'll be right back at the Be Simone Podcast. Take care and have a blessed day. Hey, welcome back to the Be Simone Podcast. Just got back from grabbing a sip of water. We were a bit parched and just had to take a small break. Let's get into some of the other things that y'all offer over here. I saw something about a vitamin drip theory, vitamin drip infusion or something to that that matter. Tell me, what exactly is it and why do we need it?
So one of my most popular drips is actually the immunity drip. And that has high dose vitamin C and zinc. That is an amazing drip for anybody who maybe doesn't eat as well as they should.
Okay.
And they want, and if they're in the middle of combating COVID or the flu, it can kind of help get you back to baseline as far as, getting you healthier quicker. My second most is something called NAD. NAD is actually a precursor to the vitamin B3 family. So it is, B3 is also known as niacin.
Okay.
NAD actually is produced in all of our cells. But as we age, we don't produce it as often, as much. So it's great. It's a great infusion for things like inflammation, brain fog, and just overall health. They're great. It's a great anti-inflammatory.
Why is it that we often feel inflamed? Because as I get a little bit older, I find that to be the case. When I was 20, 25, I'd wake up from a hard workout or a long day's work and I'd be fine. I could pop up, do it again, and go for countless days. But now, if I have an intense day at the gym or if I have a stressful day at work or something, my body's screaming at me. Or even after I eat certain things, I feel like my body's screaming at me and I don't understand why.
Yeah, it's all about the cellular aging process and the ability to fight and recover from all different stressors. Personally, I think some of it has to do with the chronic elevation of cortisol levels that we have, right? The way that you interpret stress now is probably completely different than when you were 19, 20, right? But it's just about, our body just does not produce the same amounts of things as it used to, or process anything. And NAD is one of those where it kind of up-levels you and gets you kept to the point of not feeling that achy that you do some, that achy.
So that's a remedy for the inflammation. Mm-hmm. And cortisol is it's catabolic, right? Like it eats away at us? Or I'm trying to go back into my kinesiology background.
So cortisol is our stress hormone.
Okay.
So it's what puts us into fight or flight. So it's increasing metabolism, it's increasing our blood pressure, kidney filtration. It's there for a good reason. But unfortunately, when you're chronically stressed out, it causes high blood pressure, it can cause kidney failure. I mean, there's all kinds of things that it can do. So we want to keep our cortisol levels down. And how we do that is, really work on mental health is probably one of the biggest things, right? But also supplementation. Now, cortisol levels are also increased in exercise, right? I mean, you have to in order to do a really good workout. But that cortisone spike is different than a chronic, cortisone elevation over time.
Yeah, one is consistent, right? And the other one, it's just there after the workout and whatnot. One is healthy and one is not so much.
Yeah, your cortisol levels immediately go right back down to normal after an intense workout.
Well, ever since you've opened this spot, what have you seen, or who is your base clientele? Like, are you getting an influx of young people, 20-somethings? Are you getting older folks like myself that are in their mid-40s?
I would say base clientele is anybody from their late 30s to early 50s, mm-hmm. predominantly female, though I do have males as well. I do have some that go on the other spectrums. I have some young people and some older people. Most come in for anxiety and depression.
Is that on the 80%. Rise, in your opinion? I know, like, working in schools, I've got documentation, I got paperwork that tells me it's on the rise. From what you're seeing, is it on the rise on your end too?
Oh, very much so. There is a massive mental health crisis in this country, world overall. It's really difficult these days to even get into a psychiatrist or a therapist because everybody's so overloaded. Because people are finally coming to terms with the fact that, oh my gosh, I don't want to live this way anymore. I don't want to live depressed. I don't want to live anxious. So then, you know, they come and seek therapy in some form or another. I'm glad that I'm in this because I think it's the right time. To me, in a weird way, COVID was a blessing because to me, it was a wake up to the world that what we were doing was not really working. And now that we're starting to pace back to what we were doing, people are realizing, I don't want to live like this anymore. I don't want to live chronically depressed. I don't want to live chronically stressed and anxious all the time.
Yeah.
Right? They're realizing every way that we behaved prior was not working for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you could wave a magic wand and you could, you know, maybe three things that you would change about society today, what three things would you change?
Oh, wow. That is a really good question.
This would be one of the last things I ask before, you know, we let you give you shout outs and stuff.
Wow. One, that we have more power over our own selves than we realize, that we have more control over our own lives than we realize.
So like an awareness.
An awareness of things that we can do. We don't have to look to another person to, you know, gain control. And when I say that, I mean like things like we can do diet and exercise to make our lives better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have to keep up with the Joneses. That would probably be one of the biggest things I think that would help. Another one, it's more of a spiritual global thing. I wish people understood that we're all connected. We are all connected. And that means that in a way we got to tear down our walls. Because when we tear down our walls and become vulnerable with each other, we see that connection so much more clearly.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to put up the ego, the mask, the fake. You tear it down and you share. And through shared experiences, shared pains, shared joy, that's when that connection really lights up. And you can really understand a person. It doesn't matter what we think politically or all of the other things.
Yeah.
When you tear down those walls, all that stuff kind of goes to the side. To worry about it anymore. We are connected as humans. And I also believe that, you know, we don't have to make these massive changes, you know, and vote for some politician to make this world better. I make this world better by giving something to you of me.
Yeah.
One person at a time. One single individual. And, you know, build each other up and not judge each other whenever we make mistakes.
Which is sad is because the world seems like it's more fractured and segmented than it's ever been, at least in my 43 years of existence. Yeah. Or maybe just the appearance, right? Because of social media, it looks like that. I don't know, but it definitely feels that way.
Yeah. AI does that on social media. It only kind of throws you into what you may be naturally predisposed for. But if you get out and if you just go into the community and one-on-one and really connect, maybe it's not as fractured as we see and we think it is.
Yeah. And I'm with you on the connectivity, even so much so that I think that we could feel each other's emotions. I could walk into a room and I can feel sometimes like a heavy presence or a strange energy, in the same way that I can feel like a warm light energy whenever I interact with people. So I do believe in the connectivity of us human beings.
Yes, absolutely. We are all connected. We're all in this together. We really are, you know? And, you know, for me, I made the choice to help people see that to a certain degree and just bring them up in any way that I can. So
yeah, you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
What's number three, or was number three mixed in there?
Oh man, three kind of seems like it's mixed in there. Because I mean, what else would I do besides like make the basics, like, you know, I'm also the kind of girl who's like, free therapy for everybody, free ketamine for everybody. No, because, and I think more than anything, if I had to make, I would wave a magic wand and not put the judgment that is on mental health.
No.
That people are like, oh, well, you know, she just needs to deal with that. Or what, you know, all that stigma needs to go away. You know, we all have our own struggles. And it's not something people can just power through to a certain degree. I mean, we need to say, I'm here, I love you, what can I do? Let's work through this together. What will be your answer? Sometimes the answer is sometimes oral medication, sometimes it's ketamine, sometimes it's therapy, sometimes it's life coaching. Whatever it is, we just need to just be like, we're here for each other, you know, in that way, that there's no stigma to it, that it's okay. It's okay if you're struggling.
Yeah, like we don't judge the person that's got a cast on their arm, right? No. It's like their arm is broken, let's work around it. What can we do to accommodate you, right?
Yeah.
And I think sometimes, because we cannot see the cast on the brain or whatnot, or the bandaging, or the,
yeah.
I think it's really easy to judge.
It is so easy to judge. And the older I get and the more I go through this life, the more I realize that the judgments just need to go away. You know, I don't need to judge anybody, you know? And when I take down the judgments, again, connectivity.
Yep.
If I don't, you know, if I can take away all my preconceived judgments and notions about you and what you've been through, that allows me to connect with you on a whole other level, man. And that's
yep.
fucking, that is beautiful. That is beautiful.
All right, well, tell us or tell our audience where, you know, we can find you, your contact info, your social media handles.
Okay, thank you. So you can find me on social media on Instagram and Facebook, Mind Balance Infusions. My website is www.mindbalanceinfusions.com. You can contact me via phone at 281-377-9762. I am open Tuesday through Saturday, varied days, but most often I will call and text you back pretty quickly. I'm located here in the Woodlands off of Valleywood Drive. I am closest to the intersections of I-45 and Rayford Sawdust.
All right. Well, Miss Laura, thank you for coming by the show. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
And everyone, y'all take care. Have a blessed day and go out and be that someone.
Thank you.
What's going on, guys? You're listening to Blue July.
And this is season 3 of the Beast of One podcast by Chris Ortiz.
Crazy. I think I'm going crazy. Crazy. I think I'm going crazy. Crazy. I think